USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Baltimore has broken its annual per capita homicide record after reaching their 342nd killing. With just over 600,000 residents, the city hit a historically high homicide rate of 57 per 100,000 people. The new rate eclipses that of 1993, when the city had a record of 353 killings, but was more populous before years of exodus began. New York City, with more than 8 million residents, had 306 homicides. This is the fifth year in a row that the city of Baltimore has reported more than 300 killings. A federal judge has ruled the city of Dallas is not liable for an off-duty police officer fatally shooting a man in his own apartment last year. U.S. District Judge Barbara Lynn dismissed the city from the civil lawsuit. It makes a large financial settlement unlikely. This is USA Radio News.
Friends and family, I've been telling you for 2 years about how MyPillow has given me a better night's sleep, and now you can get a MyPillow of your own at an exceptional price. If you go to MyPillow.com and click on the Radio Listener Special, you can get two MyPillow Premium Pillows for the price of one, $69.98, and that is less than $40 a pillow, but the great part about it is that you get a 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. These are washable, dryable, and you get the great night's sleep. How can you go wrong? Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, and use my promo code USA. If you want to have a great night's sleep, go to MyPillow and get you a MyPillow. And by the way, get you a MyPillow dog bed for your forever friend. They'll love you more than they do now for it. MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, and use my promo code USA.
Republican attempts to require photo identification to vote in North Carolina are being thwarted again by judges hearing arguments that the mandate is tainted by bias that would deter black and Latino residents. A federal court announced that next week, U.S. District Judge Loretta Biggs will formally block a photo ID requirement scheduled to begin in 2020. Lawyers for the state and local NAACP chapters told Biggs in a court brief, the latest version of the voter ID law is a barely disguised duplicate of the 2013 voter law and carries the same discriminatory intent as its predecessor, violating the U.S. Constitution. Wreckage from a missing tour helicopter carrying 7 passengers has been found on the Hawaiian island of Kauai. There is no word yet on survivors or injuries. The U.S. Coast Guard had been searching throughout the day for the overdue tour helicopter carrying the 7 people that went missing off the coast on Thursday night. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Switched at birth actress Marley Matlin called out Delta Airlines on Twitter for its lack of accessibility for deaf and hard of hearing passengers, drawing attention to the challenges to those with disabilities while traveling. Her tweet said, sad to see that my preferred airline, Delta Flight 1998, has provisions for various languages and audio description for in-flight entertainment, but no closed captions for deaf and hard-of-hearing flights. She used the hashtag NoAccess and ADA compliance. The owner of a Colorado daycare center and preschool faces criminal charges, including child abuse, following a 6-week investigation. Carla Faith is accused of hiding neglected children behind a false wall in her home. The case goes back to mid-November when Colorado Springs officers pulled up to a home owned by the 58-year-old. They received complaints that the housing had too many children, and they were conducting a welfare check on those children at her daycare called Play Mountain Place. When the officers first arrived, they said they found no children, and Faith refused to cooperate. But then they heard the children's voices, and after investigating, they found a false wall inside the building. Behind the wall was a basement with 2 adults and 26 children, all under 3 years of age. Parents who left their children in her care have filed numerous lawsuits claiming breach of her duty of care. You can listen online anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.